here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 10th of May, 2017. It's the birthday of Mother Maybelle Carter, born near Nicholsville, Western Virginia, 1909. Picked up the guitar and played it in an unusual style, playing melody on the bass strings using her thumb while she strummed with her fingers. Dropped out of school at 15, got married, and formed a trio with her cousin Sarah and her husband A.P. Carter. Maybelle was 7 months pregnant when they went off to Bristol, Tennessee, to record for the Victor Talking Machine Company above a hat shop in Bristol. They recorded some songs, Single Girl, Married Girl, Wandering Boy. They were promised 2.5 cents per single, and those records sold nearly 300,000 copies. It was on this day, 1924, J. Edgar Hoover was named acting director of the FBI. He made it his mission to separate the FBI from politics. He fired anyone who was a political appointee. He instituted rigorous interviews, background checks, physical tests. At one point, it was said to be harder to get into the FBI than to get into an Ivy League college. He also made it the mission of the FBI to root out suspected subversion. He kept files on Martin Luther King Jr., on Albert Einstein, Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, and John Lennon. When the file on Lennon was opened a few years ago, it turned out that most of the information was common knowledge. One memo read, "Lennon has encouraged the belief that he holds revolutionary views, not only by means of his formal interviews, but by the content of some of his songs and other publications." It's the birthday of the novelist Barbara Taylor Bradford, born in Armley, England, 1933. Her debut novel, A Woman of Substance, in 1979, sold 30 million copies. Her secret? Write about smart, conflicted, powerful, and attractive women. It's the birthday of the astronomer Cecilia Payne Kaposhkin, born in Wendover, England, 1900, first woman to get a Ph.D. in astronomy at Harvard, where several years before Annie Jump Cannon and her fellow female colleagues had cataloged over 200,000 stars. Payne Kaposhkin was a role model for Joan Feynman, who went on to become an astrophysicist and uncovered the origins of the Northern Lights. Here's a poem for today by Ruth Stone, In an Iridescent Time. My mother, when young, scrubbed laundry in a tub, she and her sisters, on an old brick walk under the apple trees, sweet rub-a-dub, the bees came round their heads, the wrens made talk. Four young ladies, each with a rainbow board, honed their knuckles, wrung their wrists to red, tossed back their braids, and wiped their aprons wet. The Jersey calf beyond the back fence roared, and all the soft day swarms about their pet buzzed at his big brown eyes and bullish head. Four times they rinsed, they said, some things they starched, then shook them from the baskets two by two and pinned the fluttering intimacies of life between the lilac bushes and the yew, brown gingham, pink, and skirts of Alice blue. A poem by Ruth Stone from What Love Comes to, New and Selected Poems, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Staples, with print and marketing solutions designed to promote businesses, including business cards, presentations, large banners, and posters printed in-store or ordered online. Learn more at Staples and Staples.com. Staples. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.